Signs, signals, and road markings. Signs. We use three basic kinds of signs on our streets and highways: regulatory signs, warning signs, and guide signs. Some, but not all, of the signs you will see are shown here. Regulatory signs. Regulatory signs control and regulate traffic. They give mandatory instructions to the driver. Most are white with black letters or red with white letters. The stop sign is the only eight-sided sign. The stop sign tells you that you must come to a complete stop before the stop line or crosswalk area. If there is no stop line or crosswalk, stop as near as possible before the intersection where you can safely see traffic approaching from all directions. The yield sign means that you must yield the right-of-way. The sign tells you to slow down and stop if necessary so you can yield the right-of-way. The speed limit sign is an example of a regulatory sign showing the maximum speed permitted under ideal conditions. These signs will normally be found on the right-hand side of streets and highways. The one-way sign tells you that traffic on that particular road flows in the direction of the arrow only. The wrong-way sign tells you that you are going the wrong way on a street, freeway, or ramp. The Do Not Enter sign prohibits the driver from entering a restricted road section. Some regulatory signs prohibit certain actions. These signs are square with black lettering on a white background. A red circle with a red slash indicates the action that is forbidden. Above signs are no U-turn, no right turn, no trucks, no left turn. Some states use the yellow pennant-shaped warning sign in addition to the rectangle Do Not Pass. The rectangular Do Not Pass sign is placed on the right side of the road, while the pennant-shaped sign is found on the left-hand side. This sign prohibits a right turn on a red light at selected intersections. Some intersections display this sign electronically. Two-way left turn only signs are used when a lane in the center of the roadway is to be used only by left-turning vehicles in either direction. The center lane is not intended to be used for passing or overtaking. These signs tell you how to interpret traffic signals when you want to make a left turn. Pay close attention to the message on each one to make the turn safely. Pictures of three signs: left turn signal, left turn protected on green arrow only, left turn yield on green. Continuing with the text. Warning signs. Warning signs are used to warn you of potentially hazardous conditions ahead so that you will proceed with extra caution. These signs are yellow with a black legend. These warning signs indicate curves or turns in the road. They give you time to reduce your speed before you enter the curve or turn. They are often supplemented with an advisory speed sign showing the maximum recommended speed to negotiate the curve or turn. These signs warn you of a reduction in the number of traffic lanes ahead. Be sure to move safely into the proper lane. Three signs: right lane ends, merge left, graphic representation showing merge left. Continuing with the text. The median or divided highway ends. The median or divided highway begins and the traffic is separated. The road has two-way traffic. Traffic may be moving into your lane from the right side. These warning signs indicate intersections on the road. Be aware of vehicles entering the flow of traffic. Pedestrian signs may be fluorescent yellow-green or standard yellow in color. Watch out for pedestrians crossing the road. Pedestrian crosswalk. School signs may be fluorescent yellow-green or standard yellow in color. This sign tells you a school or a marked school crossing is ahead. School ahead. This sign warns you of a crosswalk for school children. School crosswalk. Special warning signs: traffic signal ahead, deer crossing, Yield ahead. Bump in the road ahead. Slow down to avoid loss of control. Watch for bicyclists when you see this sign. Slow down because this road is slippery when wet. The railroad advance warning sign is round with black lettering on a yellow background. The sign indicates that you are nearing a railroad crossing. You should slow down so that you can safely stop if a train is coming. Slow-moving vehicle signs are shaped like a triangle. They are orange with a red reflective border. This sign is mounted on the rear of vehicles or equipment being towed at a speed of 25 miles per hour or less. Slow down and use caution. Construction and maintenance devices. Special signs and traffic control devices are used in highway work zones. Most signs in work areas are diamond-shaped. A few signs are rectangular. These signs are orange with a black legend. You may also see electronic signs that display changing messages. Slow down through construction and maintenance zones. Failure to comply with work zone speed limits carries an $80 minimum fee when work is in progress and workers are present. Signs reading, one lane road ahead, road closed, detour 1,500 feet, detour, sign graphically indicating flag person ahead. Continuing with the text. Channelizing devices. Barricades, vertical panels, drums, cones, and tubes are the most commonly used devices to alert drivers of conditions in highway and street work areas and to guide drivers safely through the work zone. Four pictures of panels and barricades. Pass to the left. Barricade. Pass to the right. Panel. Continuing with the text. The diagonal stripes on the barricade or vertical panel guide the driver towards the direction to which traffic is to pass. Stripes sloping downward to the right mean the driver should keep to the right. Conversely, stripes sloping downward to the left mean keep to the left. Flashing arrow panels. Large flashing or sequencing arrow panels may be used in work zones both day and night to direct drivers into certain traffic lanes and to inform them that part of the road or street ahead of them is closed. The arrow panel may also be used in a caution mode. Three pictures of flashing panels. Guide. Guide. Caution. Continuing with the text. Flag persons. Flag persons are often provided in highway and street work zones to stop, slow, or guide traffic safely through the area. Flag persons wear orange, yellow, strong yellow-green, or fluorescent vests, shirts, or jackets, and use red flags or stop or slow paddles to direct traffic through work zones. Four illustrations of flag persons and their devices. Continuing with the text. Work zone safety tips. Pay attention. Work zones contain many hazards, such as uneven pavement, narrow lanes, heavy equipment, and loose gravel. Slow down. Most crashes in the summer months are related to excessive speeds. Remember, workers are just inches away from traffic. Watch for signs. Over 25,000 serious injuries occur nationally in work zones each year. See orange signs. 98% of work zone fatalities are travelers. Motorists and passengers suffer most of the traffic casualties in work zones. Work zones can appear at any time of day. Work crews work both night and day. Watch where you are going, especially at night. Guide signs. Guide signs provide information about directions, distances, available services, points of interest, and other geographical, recreational, or cultural information. Guide signs are rectangular in shape, though their colors vary according to their message. Signs which give direction are rectangular in shape. The letters are white on a green background. These signs give information about the direction of and distance to your destination. They give information about junctions and routes as well. Milepost signs are long rectangles. The letters are white on a green background. The numbers on these signs tell you how many miles you are from the south or west border of the state or origin of the route within the state. Service signs are rectangular. The symbols are white on a blue background. Three signs indicating hospital, telephone, gas. Continuing with the text. This is a special sign. The symbol of access sign indicates that facilities such as rest areas are free of barriers to people with mobility impairments. Recreational area signs are rectangular. The symbols are white on a brown background. Signals. Traffic signals. Like signs, traffic signals can do their job only if everyone follows the rules. A red indication means stop. As with the stop sign, you must stop at a marked stop line or before a crosswalk. Remain stopped until the light changes and the intersection is clear of pedestrians and vehicles. A yellow indication means warning or caution. The light is changing from green to red. Green means go, but only if the intersection is clear. A green arrow means you may enter the intersection to make the movement indicated by the arrow. If the green arrow comes on at a red light, you may turn in the direction of the arrow. You must yield the right of way to all pedestrians and vehicles already in the intersection. Note, you may turn right on a red light after stopping when the intersection is clear of both pedestrians and vehicles, unless there is a sign prohibiting a right turn on a red light. You may turn left on a red light from a one-way street onto a one-way street, unless there is a sign prohibiting this. If the traffic signals are dark, for example, in the event of a power outage, the driver of a vehicle shall stop and yield the right-of-way to any vehicle in the intersection. Flashing indications. Some traffic signals are operated like flashing beacons late at night or when traffic volumes are light. Flashing red means the same thing as a stop sign, stop. Proceed when the intersection is clear of pedestrians and vehicles. Flashing yellow at an intersection means proceed with caution. Left turn indications. Steady red, steady yellow, flashing yellow, steady green. What drivers should know? Illustration shows steady red arrow. Stop. Left turning drivers must stop and wait. Illustration shows steady yellow. Warning, caution. The left turn signal is changing to red. Illustration shows flashing yellow arrow. Caution. You may cautiously turn left after yielding to oncoming traffic and to pedestrians, similar to a green ball. Oncoming traffic will typically have a green light. Illustration shows steady green arrow. Go. Left turning drivers have the right of way. Pavement markings. Pavement markings are like traffic signs and signals. They direct and control the smooth and orderly movement of traffic. Broken yellow center lines are used on two-lane, two-way roads. You may cross them only to turn left or to pass another vehicle. One solid line with one broken line means no passing when you are in the lane with the solid line. The solid line may be crossed only to turn left. Two solid yellow lines on a two-lane road means no passing in either direction. Crossing the center line is permitted only as part of a left turn maneuver. Undivided roadway. Multi-lane, two-lane roadway. Crossing the center line is permitted only as part of a left turn maneuver. Divided roadways. This is a multi-lane roadway with a divider separating the traffic flow. Two-way left turn lane. The center lane is reserved only for left turning vehicles in either direction. Passing or overtaking is not permitted in the center lane. At many busy intersections, there are specially designated left and right turn lanes. If you wish to turn left, you must use the special left turn lane. If you wish to turn right, you must use the special right turn lane. Some intersections have more than one turn lane. Stop at intersections. At an intersection where a stop is required, you must follow these pavement markings, Stop lines are wide, white lines that show you where to stop your vehicle before entering an intersection. Crosswalk lines are a pair of white lines or longitudinal lines that mark where pedestrians will walk. Do not block the crosswalk with your vehicle. When stop lines and crosswalk lines are used together, you must stop your vehicle before crossing the stop line. Unmarked crosswalk. Where there are no lines at an intersection, you must stop your vehicle before entering the crosswalk, sidewalk area, or, if there is no crosswalk, you must stop before your vehicle enters the intersection. Railroad crossings. Railroad crossings can be marked with several different types of devices: warning signs, pavement markings, cross bucks, and signal lights. Some railroad crossings are marked by all four of these devices, and some crossings are marked by only one or a combination of devices. Watch for these warning devices, and when you see them, look, listen, and slow down. You may have to stop. These advance warning signs warn you that a railroad crossing is ahead. Begin to slow down and be prepared to stop. This is a crossbuck. It is found at railroad crossings. If there is more than one track, the sign below tells you the number of tracks. Make sure all the tracks are clear and no trains are approaching before you cross. For safety, never stop or park on railroad tracks for any reason. Pavement markings may be used with the crossbuck at railroad crossings. When a train is crossing, stop at least 15 feet before the crossing. At some crossings, gates and red flashing lights are used. Do not cross the tracks when the red lights are flashing, and never drive around the gates when they are down. School buses, vehicles carrying explosives or flammable liquids such as gasoline trucks, and buses carrying passengers must stop at railroad crossings. These vehicles must stop within 50 feet and not less than 15 feet from the tracks. Watch out for them and do not pass them when they are stopped at the crossing. Remember, railroad crossings are always dangerous. Every crossing must be approached with the expectation that a train is coming. Emergency Notification System, ENS. The Federal Railroad Administration posts emergency phone numbers on railroad crossing posts or the metal control boxes near the tracks. Call this number if you see an obstruction on the railroad tracks or any other problem at a railroad crossing, such as the lights or gates are not working properly. Current ENS phone numbers are Amtrak 1-800-331-0008, BNSF Railway 1-800-832-5452, CSX 1-800-232-0144, Canadian National 1-800-465-9239, Canadian Pacific 1-800-716-9132, Kansas City Southern 1-800-892-6295, Norfolk Southern 1-800-453-2530, Union Pacific 1-888-877-7267.